Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Hiking through the woods on a winter day, I come across the telltale sign of a porcupine. The crusty snow under a spruce tree is littered with twigs, needles, and small branches, nipped off and dropped as the porcupine feeds. She's camped out in the branches up above, and from the number of nipped twigs, she's been there for a while. The area beneath a winter porcupine tree can become kind of a feeding station for other animals trying to survive. Snowshoe hares come to eat the porcupine leftovers. Then lynx and coyotes come in for the hares. It's amazing how many different animal tracks you can find in the snow around one of these trees. Porcupines live within a home range, and during winter cold snaps or storms, they den up, sheltering in a rock crevice, root wad, hollow log, or like this porcupine up in a tree. They don't hibernate, but they grow a thick, furry undercoat for insulation beneath those famous quills. Like North America's other large rodent, the beaver, porcupines eat the soft inner bark of trees known as cambium. They leave distinctive tooth-marked bear patches on the tree trunks where they gnaw away the bark and eat the underlying cambium. In South Central, they feed on birch and white spruce cambium. In Southeast, they eat Sitka spruce needles and twigs. And in the North, they may subsist in winter on willow twigs. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.